mean, well, Gronk helps you prepare for anybody in the game. So all season being able to compete against him and get better, to me that always helps. And, you know, this week especially because you're going against another very talented tight end.
We didn't see him at practice today. Maybe you guys had saw him in a different way, but whether he's resting or getting to practice, I think Gronk's ready to go on Saturday.
You got
to
ask Gronk.
Kevin, how anxious are you guys just to get out there? I know leading up to this, you've had all of this. What's it like just to get back out there on the field?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you can't take these games for granted. You know, you don't know if you're going to be in the postseason every year. Like I always say, you know, I got a brother that plays in the NFL yet to be in the postseason. He talks to me about it all the time. So, you know, that always gives me perspective of, you know, preparing and being ready to go and trying to earn, you know, the right to come back here and prepare and get ready to go for next week. So we got to go out there and earn it Saturday.
What's the benefit of
momentum? Do you believe 11 in a row and you guys kind of 4 out of 6 that you lost? Do you believe in momentum as you get to this game?
No, I mean, I think the Packers, didn't they lose 2 straight going into their playoff game? You know, you see teams sometimes, you know, I mean, even here, they won 16 games and then lost in the Super Bowl. So I don't think there's better momentum than that of not losing a game. But Bill says it all the time. You know, you got to win the one game that's in front of you. And for that reason, you got to play your best football for that one game. And if you don't, you can lose and the season will be over that fast.
Bill, Devin, aside from the games themselves, Bill says this team is in a pretty good place this week. Good week of preparation. He's pretty confident. He said that to us this morning. Question for you is, what kind of vibe do you get from this team at practice this week, the meetings? What kind of mental place is this team right now?
I think the team's energetic, ready to play. I mean, postseason. You know, there's no tomorrow. Weather gave us some good cold days to make it even feel better. You know, really feels like postseason here now. And I think, you know, we have enough older guys that's been in this situation to understand the importance of urgency. And, you know, I think that's what was great about this week. The older guys led off, you know, coming out to practice early, you know, being ready, locked in on everything. And I think everybody else just fed off of it.
So on the outside, we see distractions. We see all the reports and all that. Inside, I guess, that doesn't bother you guys.
We got a game Saturday. That's what inside is about.
As an older guy, do you take the younger guys under your wing, particularly about off-field issues, and have you taken Chandler Jones under your wing?
We just preparing for Saturday.
No level of concern for Chandler Jones.
We're just playing for Saturday. Oh, y'all gonna get this? Gonna be nice. This might go viral.
What's the benefit of getting a practice in on the turf there?
It's good to be there. You know, for win purposes, being out there, it's a game field. So I think all the different things that can show up, you know, on game day, you get it really right there instead of being on the practice field. So the wind pattern is always a little different in the stadium than when we're outside on the game field. So I think it's really good for guys that haven't played, you know, some of the crazy weather games that we get in this stadium. So you never know what we could get Saturday, and being out there I think definitely helps.
Devin, any time between now and kickoff, will there be any sort of rah-rah speech, whether it be a player or a coach?
You never know, man. You never know. So rah-rah takes it and gives us the win, and I might have to think of one. But you never know. I think guys will be ready and excited. So when emotions and everything and your passion is flying high, you know, we get a little bit of everything in the locker room.
If there is,
you said records don't really matter when it comes to getting ready for Saturday. But a team like this that's coming in having won 11 straight, what do you look for? Any clues? How do you beat a team that's won 12 straight weeks in a row?
I hope we find out on Saturday, but, you know, I think for us just watching the film, and the biggest thing it always comes down to is executing our game plan. You know, we'll always have keys and things we need to get done, and, you know, usually when we come out the game saying we did those things, we're happy with a win, but if we don't, then, you know, it'll be 12 games, win straight for them.
Yeah, but I know you're going to give 100% of what you got, but if you're, say, only at 80%, do you have to compensate for your playing style on the field?
Saying me?
Well, I'm saying
I'm at 100, though.
Anybody. You're at 100?
Yeah, I'm at 100.
Well, everybody here all week said no one's at 100% this time of year, so I'm going off of that.
Well, see, being at 100 is all about how you feel. So if you feel like you're at 100, then – but, no, I think it always comes down to whatever you got. You know, like you said, at the end of the season, Kansas City, us, you know, every team remaining in the playoffs have battled through probably a bunch of bumps and bruises and different injuries. So you give everything you got, you know. Sometimes you feel great, you know, it comes game day, you might have felt bad all week, and, you know, you kick in adrenaline and you feel great out there. Other times you're just out there fighting, and I think this team, I know no matter what, everybody that comes out on that field, we're going to get everything they have.
So there's no just.